One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare without any money.
My dear brothers, just try to examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. They are not so great, they are so great, comparing them to Lord Chaitanya and stones.
But Lord Chaitanya is a great Chaitanya, attacked by their stratification. Hence, I have no attraction for the Lord of Sweet Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Then Yamaraja is dead, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by the Lord.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय त्वाव इमाव अनुशोचन्ति बलवाशद अवग्रहु यल्लोक शस्त्रपानातम् न रति न तदिच्छति त्वाव इमाव अनुशोचन्ति बलवाशद अवग्रहु यल्लोक शस्त्रपानातम् न राति न तद् इच्छति द्वाव सो द्वौ टू काइंड्स इमो दीस अनुशोचन्ति द एलिमेंट बालो इग्नोरेंट असत् द फूलिश अवग्राहो टेकिंग द पाथ ऑफ जत दैट व्हिच लोक By custom, shastra, by scripture, upanatam, presented, na, never, rati, follows, na, neither, tat, that, ichati, desires. Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhakti Vinanta Shami Shri Prabhupada Shri Prabhupada Ki. One who does not give charity according to the customs or injunctions of the scriptures, and one who does not accept charity in that way, are considered to be in the mode of ignorance. Such persons follow the path of the foolish. Surely they must lament at the end. Translation responsively. One who does not give charity according to the customs or injunctions of the scriptures. And who does not accept charity in that way are considered to be in the mode of ignorance. Such persons follow the path of the foolish. Surely they must lament at the end. It is herein stated that one should strictly follow the scriptures if one is actually wants an auspicious life. The same is explained in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, text 23. Yeshashta vityam utsrija vartate kamakarata nasasityam avatmatim nashukam na parangatim. One who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. One who does not strictly follow the terms of the Vedic injunctions never attains success in life or happiness. And what to speak of going back to Godhead? One Shastric injunction holds that a householder, a Kshatriya, or an administrative head should not refuse to accept a woman if she voluntarily requests to become a wife. Since Kalakanya, the daughter of time, was deputed by Narad Muni to offer herself to Yavan Raj, the king of the Yavans could not refuse her. All transactions must be performed in light of the Shastric injunctions. The Shastric injunctions are confirmed by great sages like Narad Muni. As stated by Narottam Das Thakur, Shadu Shastra Guru Bhakya Chitete Koriya Akya. One should follow the principles of saintly persons, scriptures, and the spiritual master. In this way, one is sure to attain success in life. Kalakanya, the daughter of time, presented herself before the king of the Yavanas precisely in terms of sadhu, shastra, and guru. Thus, there was no reason for not accepting her, Shri Prabhupada Ki. Prabhupada's commenting in the purport, Sharu Shastra and Guru. And these various components, they cooperatively guide us. If we were to separate these Sharu Shastra Guru, separate these three things and try to function with them, with one of them exclusively, there can be problems. We can see the examples of guru being outside of our movement, but you see that there are many spiritual organizations, it is entirely the words of the guru, without any authority from Shastra or other sadhus. Simply one spiritual leader will speak and everyone will follow. And that you often see that sometimes described as personality cult. And as Prabhupada says, as the purport says, without properly following these various sources of authority and guidance, they must lament at the end. Another case you could say that you could look at as Christianity and say they're entirely on the Bible, without guru. They have the Bible. Everyone's is a Bible class, and people gather and study in the Shastra, and they don't have a person particularly who they accept as an authority and surrender to. In that way, it's entirely on the Shastra. So you can see there's various diverted approaches of accepting these authorities. But as Narottam Das Thakur mentions, Prabhupada's recommending Sharu Shastra Guru. Even in the Vaishnav line, we can be confused regarding Shastra. Just like the sages at Naimisharanya, they were confused, and they inquired from Sutta Goswami, Budini Karmani Shotabhyani Vibhagasaha. There's so many there's so many Shastric injunctions. Budini Karmani Shotabhyani Vibhagasaha, and so many different divisions, and they all have to be studied and understood to come to the conclusion. So this is not so easy. Therefore, they request Atha Shadu Trayat Sharam, O Sadhu, Trayat Sharam, the cream, the essence. Please select, identify, reveal to us the essence of all these scriptures. The most important thing, Atha Shadu Trayat Sharam, Samogrita Munikash, Bruhi Bhadraya, Bruhi, you tell us, Bhadraya Bhutanam, Yenatma Shukrashiditi. Bruhi Bhadraya Bhutanam, which will be auspicious for all living beings, yena atma supersiddhi, and which they will get full satisfaction. What is that conclusion of the Shastras that will be beneficial for all beings and give them full satisfaction? Atma supersiddhi, satisfaction, supersiddhi, complete satisfaction. And in this connection, Prabhupada comments that atma means mind, intelligence, and soul. And so they're inquiring for that injunction of the scripture that will fully satisfy our minds, our intelligence, and our atma, soul, our real self. So it's such a wonderful question. Krishna Samprashna. Siddha Goswami, he appreciated that asking such a wonderful question. Actually, it is a science, and Krishna recommends that the disciple ask questions. Pariprashnena shevaya pranipatena. Pranipat, you fall down. Shevaya, you render service. Pariprashnena. Regarding duties of a disciple, Krishna specifically recommends these things. Sometimes advanced or practicing sadhakas have no questions. There should be questions. But better not to bring questions that are not on the topic of discussion. Specific recommendation, Prabhupada says, not to do that. And also not in a challenging way. How to ask a question. There's a whole sign, etiquette. How to ask a question. So it should be. And the questions can be very... this is a tip you can do to ask good questions. You can become very dear to the devotees if you ask good questions. Because it's very enlivening. As you are reading Krishna consciousness and contemplating the philosophy, questions will arise in your mind. At that time, you take note of those questions, put them in your notes, on your gadget, on your mobile device, have them with you in different categories. You can categorize your questions. And then you have them there, and then when the discussions of Harikatha are going on, and you can go down your file, and those questions that you had related to that topic which was being discussed, you can ask at that time, and it will be very much appreciated. So these are some tips to help you become more effective in your in following the principle of paripraśnena and inquiring. Rupa Goswami says that sad dharma shadu pricha, the third item of sadhana bhakti. Guru padashraya diksha guru reshavaya. Guru Rishava, Sat Dharma Shadu Pritcha, inquiring about religious principles. Sat Dharma Shadu Pritcha, inquiring about religious principles. It's the fourth item he mentions in the 64 items of Sadananga Bhakti, Choishati Sadananga. There was another incident regarding confusion of the Shastra. That's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikanda chapter 14, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, at this time he was Grihastha in Navadev Dham. And because what is now West Bengal and East Bengal is now Bangladesh, is a huge Bengal, Bongalbumi, Godadesh, is a huge tract of land. Godadesh at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Godadesh actually included parts of Orissa, Bihar, all of Bangladesh. It was a huge kingdom, Godadesh. And Sachinandan Sri Godhari, he was in Navadvip Dham. There were many, he had already become famous as a scholar, as a teacher, Nimai Pandit, Byakaran. And he had also defeated Digvijay Keshav Kashmiri. At that time, all of the scholars of Navadvip were traumatized. He's coming, and he's coming on his elephant with the procession and the band, horses, and he's coming and defeating all the pandits. And all the Navadvip scholars were traumatized. What will we do? He will embarrass us. He's already given us warning. He's coming. And the students told Nimai Pandit. At that time, he commented that about the pride of this scholar will be removed, just like a tree laden with fruits hangs low. So Krishna will remove pride. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna removes the pride. Anyway, Digvijay, that's a very wonderful incident, which perhaps we'll discuss in detail on another occasion. But we're just mentioning this to indicate that already Sachinandan Godhari was famous as a scholar, as a teacher. And in East Bengal, he had many followers. It mentions they were already reading his commentaries. How that? Anyway, it mentions they're reading. They're already following his dissertations on the Shastra in East Bengal. So he decided to visit East Bengal. And he traveled with some students. And he said to Lokipriya, he said, you take care of your mother. I'll be gone for a few days and then return. Actually, he remained away for more than 3 months. And because the separation of Sachinandan was too much for Lokipriya to tolerate, she went and one evening and sat down on the side of Ma Ganga, and in meditation she returned to her eternal place at the side of Sachinandan as Lokipriya and spiritual. She gave up her body, being unable to tolerate his separation. She would simply lie down at night and cry, not sleep, lie down in a room and just cry all night. And she never told anyone about the pain in her heart. Lucky for you. Someone was asking me yesterday about why, if Mahaprabhu was going to take sannyas, why did he get married? Well, this is this eternal associates. He comes to perform the Vidya Lila, Komar Lila, Grihastha Lila with Lucky Priya and Vishnu Priya. And this is, he comes to fulfill the desires of the devotees, to marry them as his eternal consort. So he did in the gold avatar also. So traveling to Bangladesh, he arrived at the Padma River. Padma River actually is the junction between East Bengal and West Bengal. Padma River, Ma Ganga, she comes, she stretches along the north of India, and then at Ramkeli, actually, which we were discussing last night, just before Ramkeli. Excuse me. There is a place. Now there's a dam there, Faraka Dam. And there is a junction. Ma Ganga, she splits into two and she turns south, and that's called Bhagirathi. And she comes south through Mayapur, down Panihati, and into the Bay of Bengal. Ma Ganga, Bhagirathi Ganga. As brought down by Bhagirathi Maharaj. Bhagirathi Maharaj. So therefore she's called Bhagirathi Ganga. And you can take the Bhagirathi Express from Krishnanagar to Calcutta every morning at 7:50 from Krishnanagar, Bhagirathi Express. So, as Bhagirathi Ganga, and Bhagirathi Maharaj, he wanted to bring Ganga to Ganga Sagar, where his ancestors had been cursed and burnt, and he wanted the Ma Ganga, sacred waters, to touch those ashes and liberate his ancestors. And Ganga Sagar, Mela was just a few days ago. Makar Sankranti, January 15, Ganga Sagar Mela. Huge, probably one of the largest religious festivals in Bengal, Ganga Sagar Mela. We have a wonderful temple project developing now at Ganga Sagar. So Ma Ganga splits there. The same water runs into Bangladesh, but it's called Padma River. And Ma Ganga comes down Bhagirathi. Same water, but it is not actually considered Ganga. Padma River, not considered Ganga. However, when Sachinandan travelled and he crossed the Ganga, crossed Padma River and entered into Bangladesh, at that time, Padma River was blessed so that she became a holy Tirtha, and subsequently anyone who bathes in her can get purified because Mahaprabhu travelling there. So in East Bengal, so many students came, and they were every day Mahaprabhu was giving the lectures on the Shastra. Even mentions that some students he was certifying with certificates. Imagine that, having a certificate by Sachinandan Goudhari. Yes, passed the course. Some were certified and some were just hearing. So at that time, one Brahmin came. His name was Tapan Mishra. Very interesting, the pastimes between Sachinandan and Tapan Mishra. Very interesting, amazing incident. Happened on several occasions, we'll discuss. So at Tapan Mishra, he was, even it mentions that he actually was already initiated with Vaishnav Dikha Mantra. And he was chanting that Vaishnav Dikha Mantra. But it appears that he had guru, but he didn't have shadu. He didn't have instruction. He had mantra dikha, but he didn't have shiksha. And he was confused, even though he was also conversant in shastra. So there's an example. He had guru, he had shastra, but he didn't have sadhu advising him. And he was confused. So in a dream, he had guru, he had shastra, he didn't have sadhu to advise him how to understand shastra. You can see examples where either one of the three is compromised and there's problems. So in a dream, an effulgent Brahman appeared to him and said that now this person who has come, this pundit who has come from Navadvip, he's not an ordinary pundit. In the dream, this effulgent Brahman was explaining, he's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's appeared on this planet to propagate Nam Sankirtan and deliver all classes of beings. You go to him and he can enlighten you, he can remove your confusion. In that dream. What an amazing dream. No? I have a dream like that. So then the next day at Tapan Mishra, he went to where Sachinandan was staying and fell at his lotus feet. Shadan, Sajja Shadan, Kichu Nahi Jani. Sajja Shadan. What is the goal of life and how to achieve it? You please explain to me. So at that time, Mahaprabhu, he mercifully, actually he began his preaching in a formal way at that time. This is still, he hasn't taken initiation from Isharapuri. He's still performing the Vidya Lila as a pundit. He's not preaching Krishna consciousness. But upon being inquired by Tapan Mishra, he breaks the role and he begins to actually establish the Sanatana Dharma, the eternal religious principles for the age on this occasion. And he first begins his formal preaching. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in his commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavad and Sachinandan's childhood pastimes that when he would cry as a baby, he would cry. And then they tried all sorts of things. They would pick him up, they would tickle him, and he would still cry. And then the ladies discovered that by chanting Hare Krishna, he stops crying. So then he would cry, they would all chant Hare Krishna. And also, Satchinandan appeared at the time of the lunar eclipse, and also everyone was chanting Hare Krishna. So Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that these are some indications of the purpose of his avatar. He's beginning to propagate in some implicit ways, but practically, explicitly, here this is Rajshahi, not far from the birthplace of Keturi, Narottam Das Thakur. This is the place where Mahaprabhu went, Padma River. He began to formally instruct Tapan Misha. Just as a little side note regarding that crying, that crying, Satchinandan crying, this is an amazing incident that I will share, because I just find it so astonishing. One day he wouldn't stop crying. He would see the moon and the stars in the sky, and he would say, give me the moon, give me the stars, give me. I'm like, dao. And crying. What do you want, child? And he kept on crying. And they said, if you want to remove my misery, then two great devotees, Jagadish and Haranya Pandit, today are making special offerings, and I want to eat those offerings. He's just a young child. This is an astonishing thing. They're thinking, what? We've never heard. What he's saying is that you offer the boga to me. Can you imagine that? A little kid comes up and says, I'm sick today. And way over in another part of town, some nice devotees on a codicil, they're cooking special offerings. You offer those to me. Someone in our community, a little kid, comes and says that. Can you imagine that? So, Satchimata, she says, come on, this is out of the question. This is completely unacceptable in social standards, and we don't hear any example of this in the scriptures. She was completely against the idea. But Jagadish and Haranya Pandit, they heard that this child, Satchinandan, wanted to eat the offerings, and they immediately became compliant with the idea. And how did the child know? Such villages away. How did he know that in this morning we were cooking special offerings? We accept that he's a representative of Lord Narayan. And then they came with all those boga offerings and they offered them to Nimai. Imagine that. And they do that. And then after that carries on, and no one thinks of him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead after that. So Jagannath Mishra is still chasing him with his stick on occasions. Kevala Shuddha Prem Arsha Jana Jani. This Braja Prem, where Jashoda Ma, she takes a stick and chases after Nanda Dulal. This Braja Prem is the same in Navadeep Dham. Jagannath Mishra, Satchimata, they don't know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, even though he does things like that. And Brahmins, they come and they say, we all know that your son is the Supreme Lord Narayan. In a dream, a Brahmin appears to Jagannath Mishra. We all know, you're instructing your child, Mishra, is useless. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fully endowed with all knowledge. And in the dream, Jagannath Mishra replies, yes, my son, he may be Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as his father, it is my duty to give him an education and correct him. Kevala Shuddha Prem Arsha Janajani. They cannot conceive of his opulence as the Supreme Lord. Arsha Jadekleo. Even he displays his opulence. Arsharja Dekleo. He displays his opulence as the Supreme Lord. Nija Shambando Shemane. They cannot give up, they cannot forget their intimate relationship as a friend, as a parent, as a lover. That's Braja Prem. And that's why this is the most. Ramna Kachit Upashana. What is the most pleasing worship offered to Sri Hari from all of his devotees? The Ramna Kachit Upashana worship. Kachit, which is the Ramna most pleasing. Ramna Kachit Upashana. Brajabodhu Bhagenaja Kalpita. That which is offered by the residents of Vrindavan. Because it is without any concept of opulence, and it is simply intimacy and love. So So in those earlier occasions, he implicitly began inaugurating the Sankirtan movement. But here in this incident in Rajshahi, he specifically began. And so he responded to Tapa Mishra that your confusion, Bahu Shastra, Bahu Granta, Chitta Brahmahoy, Bahu Shastra, Bahu Granta, Chitta Brahmahoy. Too much Shastra, too much reading, too many scriptures, Chitta Brahmahoy. You become confused in the heart. Shadan, Sadan, Shadda, Tatta, Nishjoyna, Bujai. You will not understand the conclusion. So just reading on your own, Bahu Shastra, Bahu Granta, Chitta Brahmahoy, you'll become confused. Or you have to have a guide in your study of Shastra. And then Satchinandan, he began to explain that the conclusion of all the Shastras, and he quoted various important verses iti sodashikam nam nalikali kalmashaka nashanam nata parataro nanyat sarvavedeshu drishyate. Even you search through sarvavedeshu drishyate, you search through all the Vedas, you will not find na paratara, a better path for removing the inauspiciousness of Kali Yuga, apart from the iti sodashikam nam nam, these 16 net words, these 16 names. Kali kalmasha nashanam, they completely destroy all of the inebriety of Kali Yuga. Nata paratarapaya, you will not find a superior path in the Vedas for rectifying the indiscrepancy of Kali Yuga, apart from the 16 names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Satchinandan, he personally spoke. He personally inaugurated the Maha Mantra to humanity on this occasion. E shlok nam boli loi Maha Mantra sholo nam aitrish akka ei tantra. This is the process, he says. E shlok nam boli, I'm saying, I'm giving, I am pronouncing, I am establishing Maha Mantra. Sholo nam, 16 names. Aitrish akka, 32 syllables. Ei tantra, this is the process. This is the conclusion of all the Shastra. This is the Yuga Dharma. Same incident was there when Satchinandan was initiated by Ishar Puri Prabhupada. Murka tumi, you're a fool. Toma nahika Vedanta odikar. You have no qualification for studying Vedanta. Ishar Puri spoke to Satchinandan at the time of initiation. Very interesting. He's an acclaimed scholar. He defeated the Digvijay. They're coming from all over the world to hear from him. And the guru says, Murka to me, you're a fool. Vedanta na adika, you have no eligibility to study Vedanta. Krishna nama japa shada ei mantra shar. The essence of all the Vedas is that you chant Hare Krishna constantly. And Mahaprabhu repeating the same instruction to... actually not repeating, because at that time he hadn't taken initiation. But this is the essence. And the essence, the conclusion, Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, this is the essence of all Shastric injunctions. So in this way he established, he began, he inaugurated the preaching, his instructions. And generally, Satchinandan is preaching by relishing. Radha Krishna Balare Shava Ishikaniya Shabnadiya Fichinache Gonidai Ishikaniya Ishikaniya Shabnadiya Fichinache. Neche is dancing. Fichin means randomly wandering. Ishikaniya Shabnadiya Fichinache Gonidai Radha Krishna Balare Shava. This is the preaching of Satchinandan. It's Shankirtan. He's simply relishing, he's performing Shankirtan, and in this way enlivening. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolo Devarana Bori Emon Dulab Manava Deho Poyakikora Bhavana Ki, as he's doing the Shankirtan. Udilo Aruna Purava Bhage, in the eastern sky in the morning. Udilo Arun, the sun has just arisen. Purava Bhage on the eastern division. Dijamani Gauda Amani Jage, he awakes. Bhakata Shamohalaya, taking his associates. Gelo Nagoda Braji, goes out into the villages. Tatai Tatai Bhajaloko. Mridanga is tapping. This is poetry of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. The words, they sound like what he is describing. Tatai Tatai Bhajaloko. I think it's called onomatopoeic in English. The words sound like the picture he's painting. Tatai tatai bhajalo kol. Gana gana tahe jache do ro. The cartels are ringing. Treme dala dala shonara anga. Shonara anga. His golden form, his golden limbs are dala dala. They're quivering in the love as he's performing the kirtan, as he's dancing. Treme dala dala shonara anga. Chorane nupur bhaje. Chorane, around his ankles. The nupur, the ankle bells are ringing as he's walking and dancing with the devotees. This is the preaching of Sachinandan. Who cannot join the Sankirtan movement? Kevala Ananda Kanda. So generally Sachinandan is preaching by performing Sankirtan. But there are some occasions where he gives the Upadesh. And this also was ordered. This is the direct order he received from Ishwarapuri. Na che gao bhakti shange koro Sankirtan. After initiating Mahaprabhu, Harinam, and the 10 syllable mantra, Krishna mantra, Ishwar Puri also instructs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nache, Gao, dance and sing Bhakti Shange in the association of the devotees. Koro Sankirtan, perform Sankirtan, Krishna Nama Upadeshi, Tara Sarva John, and instruct Sarva John, all of humanity, in the Krishna Nam Upadesh, the science of chanting Hare Krishna. And we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing this, performing Sankirtan and teaching, instructing humanity in the science of chanting Hare Krishna. So, at that time, hearing this conclusive instruction, the conclusion of all the Shastra is you chant Hare Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna, Mahaprabhu confirmed that you will quickly awaken prema, love of Godhead. So Tapan Mishra here, completely overwhelmed, completely enlivened, he said, I want to come with you. Maybe he had family and all of that, who knows, but usually that would be the case. We can expect. But he said, I want to come with you, completely inspired, completely committed. I want to come with you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said at that time, fascinatingly, he said, go to Varanasi. Go to Varanasi. Amazing. And then he said that later I will explain to you everything about sadhana and shaddha, the practice and the goal. So this is amazing. That here is Sachinandan, he's probably 16 years old at this time, having just married Lokipriya, having taken the initiation, 16 or 17 years old. He's already, the whole strategy is already clear. Everything. Navadeep preaching, South Indian tour, traveling to Vrindavan, and then meeting Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi. Everything already planned out. And then eventually, Sachinandan, after all of these intermittent pastimes, he arrives in Varanasi. This is already, you can work out the because he'd taken sannyas, and then Madhya Lila is 6 years, and then that was 2 years, so it's almost 10 years later, or more. At least 10 or 12 years later, he sent him 10 or 12 years earlier. You go to Varanasi, and 10 or 12 years later, Mahaprabhu actually arrived in Varanasi, and he stayed in the house of Tapan Mishra. And when he instructed Sanatana Goswami for 4 months, that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find that the teachings to Sanatana Goswami, they are the most extensive teachings. We're discussing in the evening Rup Shikha. That's one chapter. Although, as we'll hear tonight, Shuna Rup, Mahaprabhu is described that Krishna Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Pranto, Shob Shikhailo Prabhu, Bhagavat Shidanto. Shab Shikhailo Prabhu, Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, Shab Shikhailo, Bhagavat Siddhanto. In one chapter, in a few verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sachinandan Gaurhari, he teaches the entire Bhagavatam. The entire Bhagavatam to Rupa Goswami. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Pranto, Shab Shikhailo Prabhu, Bhagavat Siddhanto. In one chapter, he teaches the whole conclusion of the Bhagavatam. That's why it's a very special chapter, Rup Shikha. There's one chapter, and Sanatana Shikha is 4 chapters. And Mahaprabhu, very kindly, he facilitated Tapan Mishra fulfilling all of his desires by being present. He was present beside Sanatana Goswami for that 4-month period every day, and he heard the complete science of Krishna consciousness explained by Satchinandan Goldhari to Sanatana Goswami. And in this way, we can see today's verse is extolling to us the importance of the three sources of authority and guidance: Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes?
I was wondering why Mahaprabhu was preaching so successful, so much more successful than our preaching. Yesterday, the pastor mentioning how 10,000 or millions of people used to follow him. But he was chanting the same Hare Krishna mantra and also chanting. But when we go on the street, barely anyone would follow us. So why is that?
The question is when. Maybe you repeat it.
Mahaprabhu was preaching, we can see his preaching was so successful. But when we go out and even if we chant the same mantra, the mantra doesn't have the same effect. It appears that the mantra doesn't have the same effect. We don't get millions of people again today.
Okay, so it's Nikeshari? Nikeshari, Das, Brahmachari. This question. There is various responses that could be offered, but I will offer this response. Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the preface to Bhagavad Gita, as it is, actually, as preface to Nectar of Devotion, he says that if I'm able to produce one pure devotee, my mission will be successful. So you may not see thousands and thousands and millions of people, but just you becoming surrendered to Krishna as you have, Nrikeshari, and given your life to preaching Krishna consciousness, this is tremendous. This is a tremendous effect. Even if you can make one person a devotee, that's successful. Just see what one person, what one devotee, Srila Prabhupada, what he did. So don't worry so much about numbers. In the success, one devotee, Prabhupada gives, the Shastras give example that so many stars in the sky can be there, but one moon is sufficient to illuminate the dark night. So you just preach and you look for that one moon and you make that the goal of your life. You may not have thousands and millions of people following you when you're doing Shankirtan, but if you can awaken Krishna consciousness in one soul and they become a perfect. And that is sufficient. Your life is successful just if you can do that.
Yeah. One more question, especially during the Prabhupada's book, sometimes we have more focus on numbers. And then it's very hard to go out and every day.
Well, what to say, Nrikeshari, Prabhupada liked to hear the results. So keep that in mind. The results are not, we try to not get the wrong attitude. The results are simply that we're offering to Prabhupada. That's why we're recording the results and we're reading them, we're sending them, we're offering them to Prabhupada. Prabhupada would get joy when he would hear the results and the specific, how many books, which places they're being distributed. So that's why we record everything. And all of these other things, you know, first place and all of that. These are the important thing is that Prabhupada wants to hear the preaching results. And so for that reason, we record the results. We want to get result, please Prabhupada. But also Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was satisfied when the disciples would go and distribute a few magazines. He was satisfied because one book can change the world. It's transcendental, book distribution. Yes, we want results, but don't be dejected. You can't be necessarily successful all the time, but don't be discouraged. I remember the first time I went on book distribution in Melbourne. I think Vijay Prabhu or someone was coming and preaching. First time I went, and I didn't know how to distribute books. I had no idea. We weren't trained, but I wanted to, and I went to Paran, and I was on the street for 3 hours. With books, and I didn't distribute a book for 3 hours, you know, but I kept on trying. And then eventually I gave up. And then as I was leaving, I went in a shop to buy a drink and I put the Bhagavad Gita on the counter. And the person said, "Oh, what's that? How much is that?" Hare Krishna. He was, you know, encouraging me. Anyway, subsequently I learned how to distribute the books, and then we could distribute a lot of books, but still that was purifying. I'm remembering that event 30 years ago. I didn't distribute any books, but I was purified. Prabhu?
How is it possible to start a Puri in Tottenham for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yeah. I guess how is it possible that Ishvara Puri can call his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a murka, a fool? How is it possible? Now, Ishvara Puri was aware that Satchinandan was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was aware of that. He had many, before initiating him in Gaya, he had a dream. He had a dream that tomorrow the Supreme Lord is going to come and he's going to request you for initiation. He was fully aware of that. So Prabhupada doesn't make any comment about Ishvara Puri doing that, but I appreciate your wondering about that. It is a fascinating incident. So we can't comment so much except that he's performing his duty. It's the duty of the guru to correct. Right, performing his duty. Yes, Prabhu.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing kirtan, it is mentioned that with sadhu sangha, with the devotees. So the question is, if the general public and children follow the join the kirtan, or that's not mentioned anywhere?
I didn't quite get I got the sadhu sangha, yes, and then you asked.
So is it the general public and children and women also join in the kirtan, or that is not mentioned anywhere in the kirtan?
Well, there's another place. Yes, Ishvara Puri says Bhakti Sangha, Koro Sankirtan. But there's so many places Mahaprabhu is explaining that patra apatra bichanahi nahishtanashtan. Jai jaha pai taha kore premdan. Indiscriminately distribution of the holy name. And how is that done? That's done through the Sankirtan, the public performance of congregational sankirtan. So in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, in his example, you can see that he's taken that order. He's doing both because he's Krishna Nam Upadeshi. The verse was, nache, gao, dance, sing, bhakta shange, koro sankirtan, do sankirtan, Krishna Nama Upadeshi, tarasharvajan, and instruct the whole all of humanity in the science of Krishna. Now you can take that as one order, that by doing sankirtan you're also instructing, because the holy name itself, the holy name itself is sufficient. Kali Juge nam rupe Krishna avatar nam hoite, if you take the nam hoite hoi shara jagat nishta, just the name can deliver the whole of the universe. Jai Gauranga Namalo Tarahoi Premudoi. That's the goal. Jai Gauranga Namalo. You take the name Gauranga, Tarahoi Premudoi. That will awaken Prema. So the chanting is the instruction. The chanting is the teaching. The chanting is the mass education. And in addition to that, Mahaprabhu also gave instruction and empowered Rupa and Sanatan to the scriptural evidence to support the Sankirtan movement. So everything is there. And you can say that Bhakti Sangha, but there's the mass distribution. However, Mahaprabhu he's surrounded by the bhaktas, and he's performing Sankirtan, and then so many new bhaktas are coming. But he's performing Sankirtan with the bhaktas while he's preaching.
You know, the teachings of Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement, when someone is coming to you, we give that. But in terms of Mahaprabhu itself, or you know, about talking about him, you know, it's very difficult for people to accept, because they really accept Krishna, you know. And Mahaprabhu itself, you know, it's very hidden and things like that.
Yeah.
How do you,
It probably depends where you're preaching. Depends which, but where you're preaching. If it's a new place, then new place. I remember coming to this temple here. And gradually, actually, Prabhu, my Shikha Guru, Prabhu delivered me. Prabhu, in Hobart. Mm-hmm. He was a brahmachari preaching in Hobart, and he found me, he dragged me in, and delivered me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only by Prabhu's mercy am I able to sit here today. So, and then I was coming to the temple here in Melbourne. After 6 months, at first I thought Prabhupada was God. I didn't know that. I couldn't work it out. After 6 months, I realized that Krishna is God. I was coming to the Sunday feast for 6 months, and Krishna is God. And then after a while, a few months later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. So, you know, they don't know anything, so you just teach them about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you're in a particular place where people have a particular affinity to, for example, Prabhupada installed Ram deities in some places, and that's like in Mumbai, we have Ram, Sitaram, Lakhan Hanuman, and in Bhaktivedanta Manor. So some places, that's fine. You can where there is already people are Krishna devotees, and you can preach more about Krishna wherever. But there is no rules about this.
But is it possible to get bhakti without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Well, you're going to boycott Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when you're preaching about Krishna. Obviously, we chant Hare Krishna before we do any kirtan. We chant Panchatattva Mahamantra. And if people come to Mayapur, they see that the Ishta Devata of our movement is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Panchatattva. And that's indicated by our temple of Vedic Planetarium, which is our central and the Adbhuta Mandir, from which the Sankirtan movement will be spread all over the world. And in that Mandir, Panchatattva are the Ishta Devata, the main deities. And Prabhupada, when he first went to New York and began the programs, and he was offering Bulgar and distributing, there was a picture of Panchatattva that he was worshipping. So actually Panchatattva is our worshipable Lord, and Panchatattva non different from Radha Madhav, Radha Balav. So this is the Goshami Siddhanto. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Prabhupada stressing the importance of following Shastra conventions in this book. So this sentence here where Prabhupada says the injunction holds that the household of Kshatriya or administrative group should not be used to accept a woman if she voluntarily requests to become a wife. What should be done with the Kshatriya convention?
That's interesting that you, just at the last minute, the 11th hour, you bring up the topic about not refusing that, which we kind of didn't really talk about in the class so much. So your question is? In the modern age. Well, at least we follow what's in Prabhupada's books and what Prabhupada recommends we follow. There are many things that are there even for the Vaishnavas in Hari Bhakti Vilas, following a codicil, and so many things that were there in Gaudiya Math and were there in general Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but Prabhupada didn't stress those things. So the aspects of the scripture that Prabhupada particularly emphasizes, and if you regularly read Prabhupada's books, you'll see very clearly what he emphasizes. He emphasizes strict following the principles, chanting 16 rounds, sadhana practice, preaching, book distribution, taking prasad, and these are the things Prabhupada particularly emphasizes. So these things we should prioritize. Other shastric injunctions we can see from experience are not as important to us as the fundamental things that Prabhupada stresses. And with a little bit of experience, it's not so difficult to discriminate between things which are obviously very important and fundamental and things which are more optional. So things like this, they're not as important as instructions like chanting Hare Krishna regularly and associating with following the principles, etc. So with a little bit of maturity discrimination, you can see that. These particular shastric injunctions are more in relation to ashram dharma, how a grihastha acts, or how in marriage, which is not directly discussed by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, sadhana bhakti, marriage, kriya, ashram dharma is not mentioned. It's not even a primary thing in the 64 items. Vanasram dharma, grihastha dharma, etc. So it's a secondary, these are secondary injunctions, which if we can follow, we can follow, and it's conducive. Thank you. Contra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.